Tennessee's linebacker room took a significant hit when Aaron Beasley graduated, because the last few seasons he really served as UT's security blanket, especially after Keenan Peely went down with that season-ending injury a year ago. But that injury allowed a number of young linebackers last season to gain valuable experience, which will help fill the void that Beasley leaves behind this year. So with that experience, the addition of newcomers, new linebackers coach William Inge, he inherits a room with tons of upside. I'm Paige Dower, this is The Field Pass. But first, I have some good news I want to share with you guys. I actually just launched a website. It's called FullDisclosurePro.com. It serves as a great homepage, landing page that has all of the episodes from The Field Pass, The Rewind, highlights from practice, and press conference media availability. So it serves as like one great page for all of you to see all of the content that we're doing here at Full Disclosure on YouTube, but on a website. So if you like reading instead of listening, that's definitely a great place for you all to check out after this episode. But back to the linebackers room, they have a lot of key returners coming back. You have Caleb Perry, Jalen Smith, Jeremiah Tielander, Arion Carter, you have Keenan Peely, and you have Jalen Smith. Then you have newcomers like Edwin Spillman, who's making quite a bit of noise in his position group. We'll get more to that in a minute. But first, let's start with Arion Carter, who's entering his sophomore season at Tennessee, and so far has had a really good camp. A year ago, he saw action in 8 games before his shoulder injury, missing the final 5 after surgery. But before that, he was able to get 17 tackles, 1 for loss, and 1 PBU. And as he works his way back to full strength, he's been working out on a really limited basis. But he says that injury allowed him to put on the right weight so that he can be more powerful, have more speed, and that might be why Coach Enns describes him as the cheetah of the room. But why he's able to be quicker on the field is truly a direct correlation to the development of his knowledge, his mental game that he's been able to develop. And Coach Enns actually had a really funny story about Arion Carter and the dedication that he's had to the film study. He says, you know, one of the nights that he was leaving the facility really late, he still saw Carter's car in the parking deck, parking garage. So he's like, I texted Arion or AC and I was like, is your car okay? Is it broken down? Like, where are you? And Arion Carter responded that he was actually still in the facility doing film study at 10:30, 11 p.m. at night, which is incredible when you consider really how long their days already are. But Carter says he's been that dedicated to film study is because of how Inge holds them accountable.
Well, I think it starts with him with holding us accountable. He's a great coach. He wants to see us be the best every single day, day in and day out. And I took that to heart as far as being accountable. And like I said earlier, holding the other guys accountable and them holding us accountable as a team and as a group. And we know we have to drive the bus on defense and the team in general. So I feel like just us doing that, our IQ has skyrocketed from last year to this year. And I feel like we're just taking different steps along the way. And I feel like only way from here is up.
Now, that dedication has led Coach Inge to calling them the junkies of the team. And when Arion was asked, you know, what's the longest you've stayed at the facility studying? He says, I don't know, midnight, 12:30. But when you consider how long their days are, how early they get to campus and into that practice field to get ready for camp, that's an incredible amount of time that he's dedicating to, you know, improving his knowledge of the game. But that dedication has also captured the attention of their defensive coordinator, Tim Banks.
You know, he'll obviously have a big role. You know, obviously coming out of camp, we'll decide exactly what that is. But we're really excited about him. You know, he showed enough last year as a freshman to get us going. And, you know, obviously missing spring, but just picking up after spring in terms of the fall, you know, I think he'll be ready to go.
It's also kind of had a domino effect on the group, where now they're priding themselves on their maturity and preparation for game day. And when you see one of your teammates go the extra mile, Caleb Perry says it encourages them to do the same.
I mean, you know, think of the greats. We see Al Wilson today, film study. You learn about your opponents. It helps you become prepared. Like, yes, you can arise to the occasion, but at the end of the day, whenever stress hits us, we got to fall back on our habits. And when we fall back onto our film study and preparation that we take outside of just like our regular position meetings and whatnot, it has led to us like being able to make plays and be able to just show our athleticism and our abilities. So just being able to have film study has, you know, been contagious, and you see other guys sit and do it and it's like, okay, well, we're going to do it too, you know. And it's just been something that we've been able to build on, and you know, it's helped us progress and learn a lot more about the game.
Their element of preparation is, for them, I would say, beyond their years right now, to see the things that they do when no one is watching, when you're not around. They are what you would call your junkies in the building. Sometimes when you leave the parking lot, you know how you say, well, gosh, there's a car sitting over there. I wonder, is this car broken? So I would send a text message, hey, AC, man, are you okay? Is your car good? No, coach, I'm just here in the linebacker room watching some film, and this is at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And that's to me, that's what it's all about, to see those guys from a preparation standpoint. They know they're really taking the football preparedness to new heights and to a new level. And that's what we want. And that's how you become elite at this position.
Now, one of the newest additions to the room is Tennessee native Edwin Spillman, who has made quite an impact on the team just in his few months at Tennessee. The key takeaway, he loves physicality. His teammates will say he loves headhunting. He wants contact. He wants to, you know, ramp up every practice that he can, so much so that Coach William Inge is almost kind of say like, whoa, whoa, like, let's reel you back in. But that's exactly how you want it to be. You never want to have to pull more out of a player. You'd rather, you know, maybe try to put the brakes on it, make sure they're understanding, you know, why they're doing a certain concept, a certain play call, and then get that speed back up. But it certainly set a tone for his first couple of months here on campus for Edwin Spillman. And that energy has Inge saying that he's a player everyone's going to know this season. And it's a trend that's certainly continued here in camp.
Everyone knows who he is. And you all will know for sure from a physicality standpoint, he is exactly what you want. To see him growing and developing each day as a coach, it is so gratifying and satisfying. Probably one of the things that's unique, we have some examples in our room what the gold standard of linebacker play is. And when you think about that, just with the history and tradition of this place, you think about Al Wilson. Well, to have Al Wilson at practice today, I think that really brought some elements to the guys in the room, and Edwin was one of them, because he is walking in the footsteps of someone like that for sure.
Edwin's ability, or rather desire, to want to make an instant impact with this team is a direct result of him saying he wants to give his all to Tennessee.
It definitely motivates me a lot. I see the potential and the time and effort that the coaches put into me, and I just want to pay that back towards the coaches and also like UT, the program, and also just University of Tennessee, just giving my all for the coaches and the school and everything like that.
Now, Edwin is certainly someone we could see get meaningful playing time this season, not only because of the tone that he set his first couple of months on Rocky Top, but because it's very much a business model that Coach William Inge wants that group to follow. He wants to be able to rotate more than three or four guys per game throughout the length of the season. One, it obviously allows those players to stay fresher longer, and it's proven to be successful when you look at the teams that make it to the college football playoffs. They have, you know, maybe up to six guys that they're rotating in and out throughout the season. And when you now look at the expanded 12-team college football playoff format, he wants to be able to continue that. You know, it's certainly what worked for him when he was at Washington a season ago, and it's definitely something he wants to bring here to Tennessee.
This is also where recruiting comes into play. We tell guys, if you're prepared and you're ready, you're going to play. And that's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to play five, six guys, because if we can give everyone a role and be fresh in the end of the football game, I just experienced that at my previous place, and that's why we're in a position to go play in the national championship game, is because our guys were not worn out in the end of the season. If your goal is like you want it to in your room, you can be fresh in the end of the season if you're playing enough guys. And I think that's something that we want to look forward to doing on defense, is being able to have a good, healthy rotation to where guys don't get overrepped.
Now, Coach Inge made sure to add a qualifier to that statement to make sure that there wasn't any confusion on what he meant. He says at the end of the day, the players that he can rely on, the players he can trust and will show up in the big moments, they're going to get the money plays. Now, someone who could be in on those money plays is someone who's been in college football about as many years as Edwin has months, and that's Keenan Peely, who's returning for his 7th season of college football, and he continues to be a great veteran leader for this team, of course, missing last season, like we mentioned at the top of the show, and I'm sure many of you know well, missing it because of his season-ending injury. And he's also ensuring that the group continues to develop with their understanding of concepts, which Edwin has relied on plenty.
It's been awesome just getting to, like, learn under him and older guys like AC and T-Lander and Perry. It's been awesome just getting to see, getting to learn through his eyes and seeing what all he does well and everything like that. So it's definitely been a blessing to just have older guys in front of you who know what the expectation is and how to keep the expectation in and just getting to learn from them and becoming better every day from them.
Now, Peely doesn't lack in experience or what it takes to be a leader on defense. He continues to make positive strides in his rehab. During spring, he was able to take advantage of tackle opportunities, which is a great sign of his rehab progressing in the right way. And then Tim Banks saying that he's really looking forward to the impact he could make on Saturdays.
We're excited about him. You know, like I said, a great leader, you know, and for a big guy, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you have to be able to play in space in our defense. And, you know, he's shown that he can make plays in space. And, you know, we always knew he could quarterback the defense. So we're anxious to see him as well.
Now, Coach Inge and Banks have coached against each other in the past. And what Banks has said that he's always loved about Inge is the way he works his linebackers, the way the players respond to him, and the way that he teaches his linebackers. It's certainly continued here at Tennessee. And players like Edwin are certainly reaping the benefits.
Coach Inge, me and Coach Inge have a great relationship. Obviously, like you said, we both got here at the same time. So he's just been really helpful towards me learning the playbook and whatever it's like, little techniques just helped me get that much better just from learning under him and him teaching me also. So it's been super helpful and been a blessing to get Coach Inge.
So as Coach Inge and the staff continue to develop the linebacker room, their main goals is to make sure that they have depth and versatility. They want to be able to rotate the guys throughout the games, throughout the season, but they also want the duality that the linebacker room can bring. While they want true starters in each of the linebacker positions, he especially wants to rotate guys in the Mike and Will position. So that'll definitely be something that we keep our eye on as, you know, preseason camp and fall camp continue. But tomorrow, it's day 5 of Tennessee football practice. We'll hear from the offensive line coach and a number of offensive linemen tomorrow on Monday. So we'll have another practice report following day 5 of practice. Until then, thank you so much for watching. Please like and subscribe, and I'll chat with you guys tomorrow.